Cool Guy Podcast Show. The Cool Guy Podcast Show. The Cool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of The Pool Guy Show. Today I'm going to be joined by the owner of the Primate Pole. This is the pool pole that's made out of carbon fiber and weighs about 2 pounds. It's a great pole to use on your service route and also for the homeowner that's looking for a very durable and lightweight pole. This podcast has been brought to you by InyoPools.com. InyoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts in 2001 with over 50,000 pool parts in stock. Order online today and have your parts delivered right to your door. And the podcast is also brought to you by the Riptide Pool Vacuum System. The Riptide is a powerful vacuum system that will allow you to get large leaf debris off the bottom of the pool rapidly. To learn more about the Riptide, you can visit their website, www.riptidevac.com. And if you're in the pool industry and you're looking for the best app available to automate your billing, organize your pool route, notify your customers, and track your repairs, go to useaquasuite.com. AquaSuite has been built by the pool industry professionals for the pool industry professionals to give us the tools we need to get the most out of our business. Upgrade your pool company now with AquaSuite. And be sure to tell them you heard about it on the Pool Guy Podcast Show for an exclusive discount when you sign up. So I'm joined today by Joe Diana, the owner of Primate Pool Tools, and they're the manufacturer of the Primate Pool Pole. How are you doing today, Joe?
Doing great, thanks.
So, I've been using the pole now for probably over 3 months, and let me ask you, and I'll give you my feedback on the pole too during this podcast. Let me ask you, what makes the Primate pole different from the other pool service poles on the market today?
Well, the star is the material that it's made out of. It's made out of a high-grade carbon fiber. It's reinforced with fiberglass at different wear points. But the durability and longevity of the pole, and especially it's the strength to weight ratio that you get from carbon fiber. It's as light as aluminum, but it's 3 times stronger than aluminum. So that, you know, that is the shining part of the characteristics of the pole. And then also we've redesigned the locking mechanisms on the pole to be more user-friendly, and those have longevity to them also, and they're easily adjustable externally.
Can I ask you, so the carbon fiber, people are familiar with like the car parts, like the hoods and stuff. Is that the same kind of material that you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. You know, without getting technical, it's a high grade of carbon fiber. I know there's different grades, but, it's a high grade of carbon fiber. And, yeah, it's not blended with, you know, anything. So that's probably, that would be similar to, you know, automotive, aircraft, you know, the materials, it's the same material. But I think Modus 3, I think, is the name of the exact material.
Okay. And you mentioned that it's 3 times stronger than aluminum. So I know on your website it doesn't say it's indestructible, but how strong is the pole?
That's a rule of thumb statement that we make. But, so that's, you know, technically speaking, can't present any test data to you, but, generally speaking, it is 3 times stronger than aluminum. I don't know what else I could say about it.
Yeah. I've been using it, so I know it's really strong. And in the front, it's reinforced with fiberglass. Can you explain that a little bit, too?
Yeah, the tool end, starting with the first tube, the entire inside of that first tube is reinforced on the inside because it has a bearing sliding up and down, which is the second extension. And then the outside on the tool end, that's reinforced. And that material, that fiberglass material, is harder than your V-clip that you're going to use in your tool. So, and that's deliberately done so that the holes don't widen out or widen out very quickly. And then there's other sections of the two other pieces of the pole, the two other sections, are also reinforced with fiberglass at strategic points. And those are the second snap lock, the snap lock between section 2 and 3. That you'll notice that there's a fiberglass band at the top of the second extension, and that's to reinforce, the second snap lock. And then on the inside of the third tube, that's also reinforced with fiberglass. And then the latest version of the pole, the entire third tube, smallest tube, is covered with fiberglass reinforcement.
Okay, so I guess the bottom line, the pole is strong, right?
Bottom line is the pole's been tested. It's been given rigorous testing for years now, and we took our time to see how it would wear. We didn't want to bring this to the market, and we wanted it to be the best it could be before we ever introduced it for use. And since we did, about a year or so ago, we got the pole out there and being used, and we've discovered, other areas of the pole that need reinforcing. And we've done that, and we'll continue, if we find any other weaknesses, we continue to develop it and reinforce it.
And the fact that it weighs only 2 pounds, can you expand on that? I really like the fact that it weighs 2 pounds, and I can tell you how I've been using it and what I feel, but what's the feedback you've gotten that the fact that it only weighs 2 pounds?
Well, once again, going back to that strength-to-weight ratio, the feedback is it's like any, that's your main tool, the main tool of a service pro. You've got it in your hands all day. And it just, at the end of the day, it all adds up to less, stress on the body, because the strength of the carbon fiber, with that strength, you get more energy transfer to your tools. And, you may not notice it consciously, but you're actually putting in less energy to do the same amount, same duties, netting, brushing, et cetera. So the results of that, we've gotten lots of great feedback that we never expected to get. Guys that had older guys like me with arthritis, a little bit of arthritis in their hands, or cervical spine issues and back issues, I get these comments all the time that a week or so, into the use, they notice that, the neck pain went away, hand pain went away. And that's great to hear, and that's all in addition to just it being a nice tool to hold on to, with the lighter weight and being able to do the same, same job.
Mm-hmm. What I found is that when I carry it back to the account and use it, the brushing's a lot easier. When I skim the middle of the pool, it's much easier on my back. And I'm one of the older guys. I'm 47, and so I've had lower back pain probably for the last 3 or 4 years from working out here. And I got to tell you, the pain's pretty much gone while I'm working all day. And I did a little experiment. I actually stopped using the Primate pole for one day, picked up my regular pole, and was using that. Halfway through the day, I can really feel the weight difference and all the strain on my body. It's just really incredible that the pole weighing so less would make such a big difference in my daily use of it.
Yeah, and that's the dream of being able to make me. I've got a friend actually in the carbon fiber tubing business, and when I had this opportunity to make this pole, this pole was kind of a dream of mine going way back. To the possibility of making a pole out of this type of material. And so it's made available to the pool service industry at, you know, a discounted price. It is a higher price point, but actually for carbon fiber, it's a discounted price. And so it's a high-end tool, and you just by what you've said, that's a testimony to that.
And I was going to also, I guess the next question would be, why would the primary pole be worth the extra cost? And we kind of talked about some of those benefits, but when people see the cost of the pole compared to the standard pole at your pool store online, what would you say would be why it's worth paying the extra for the pole?
Well, just to rephrase it, I would say, is it worth the extra upfront cost? Because the longevity of the pole will equal that of, say, most people I talk to are in the $50 range with the aluminum poles. They're buying a couple a year. They don't want to mess around with them and, renew them and repair them. They just get a new pole. So if you're, three poles, the pole lasts as long as three poles that you would buy standard pole, you're not really spending any more, but you've got a great tool the whole time that you're using the pole. I would say, it's an extra upfront cost, but if you take care of it, it's a high-end tool, and if you take good care of it, it's going to outlast a couple, two, three of your other standard poles. So and in the long run, it's not costing you any more. It's just that, you just got a much better tool all along the way.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment. I mean, it's much superior to the other poles that I've been using, and I really like, I'll go back to the 2-pound weight and the fact that it's just, you notice a difference right away when you first start using it, and the durability. And so is there some kind of warranty on the pole that says for some reason something happens to the pole when someone purchases
yeah.
the pole?
It against manufacturing defects and material defects, there's a year warranty on the pole. And, we've had very few claims, but, we offer that. And there's no other pole on the market that offers any warranty at all.
Okay, and where are the poles manufactured?
They're manufactured in Southern California, and it's proudly made in the USA. And for that reason, the cost may be a slightly higher, but we like that. We like the relationship that we have with the manufacturer, and that it's all here in the United States.
That's great. The Made in America products are not very common now, so that's just a great emphasis that this pole comes from the USA. Can you touch more on how the lever lock works on the second section? And the third extension only has two adjustments on it. Now, it took me a while to get used to it. I'm not used to having that kind of third section of the pole. So can you touch on the design of the pole, why you incorporated the lever lock for the second portion, and then why the third extension you only have two adjustments?
Well, the lever lock, let's talk about the lever lock. The lever lock is something that's completely external and adjustable. And I have dealt with, the internal cam locks and friction nuts of the other, aluminum pole for years. And it becomes frustrating at the end of the life of the pole because, even though I would change the interior cam and, tighten it down even tighter, I just couldn't get the pole to perform like it did in the beginning. So the lever lock is completely external, and it does have a cam shape on the inside of the lever. And it's very tough, and there's only slight adjustments that you need to make to tighten the lever lock. And that's one of the things that we've been trying to emphasize that not to over tighten the lever lock because it doesn't need to be over tight. In between the second and the third extension, the idea was to, in most cases, when you extend the third extension, you're vacuuming and you've got the pole fully extended to 15 and a half feet. And in the case where you need more than two lengths and less than three, all the focus goes back to the one lever lock. So instead of using the third tube as your variable, you're using the second tube, you know, to make the pole a little bit shorter. I know that's it's not familiar, and it wasn't familiar to me either because I used a triple pole for years. But I find myself just using, you know, the two first extensions for netting mostly. And then when I go into a vacuuming mode, you know, I'll pull out the third extension. And it eliminates a second lever lock. Not to say that we will never have a second lever lock. We're kind of looking at that right now.
So I've been using it for probably 3 months now. I'm used to it now. But when you were saying... It is kind of odd using the third section as the second section as the adjuster, but I find it to be like you said. I don't use the third section normally unless I'm vacuuming the pool anyway, so I'm not pulling it out. So, and it, I guess we should touch on the size of the pool. Now, I really like this fact too. I should have mentioned it earlier, but when it collapses down, it's only 6 feet in length, right?
Yeah, it's probably just slightly over 6 feet. And that fits really nicely in 5.5 foot, you know, truck beds. And you don't have that, you know, what you see is 2 or 3 feet of pole sticking out of the back of some of these trucks. And, you know, I just want to jump out and sell the pole to one of these guys that I see driving around because that's a lot of pole to be hanging out the back of the truck. That works well. Putting it on a cart and rolling underneath, you know, eaves, other, you know, hedge, you know, overhead hedges and all those kind of things, those obstacles that you're going in and out of residences, that's nice too. You know, I found myself not having to watch overhead so much, you know, as I did with an 8 foot pole. And kind of tipping the cart down. If you're a cart user, you know, you have to tip the cart down to get underneath an obstacle. So that works great. Just to mention that we have an extension. There's another one of our products is the extension for the pole, which I'm going to send you an extension so that you could try that soon. And that is a 64-inch extension. Looking at it, it looks like the first section of the pole, but it has a tool end, and the pole being fully extended at 15 and a half feet, you add that extension on, and it turns the pole into a 21-foot pole. So, you know, if you have commercial pools, you could use you would definitely want to have that as one of your tools, and you can leave it in the truck if you're doing residential and you get to your commercial and you can carry that in and turn your pole into a 21-foot pole. You can use up to two of those extensions and you'll get about 27-foot long pole. And that works great for 60 to 80,000 gallon pools. And, you know, you don't have to move into so many positions to cover the pool. You can limit, you know, how many times you actually have to move to vacuum a large pool. And then other pools that we run into are, you know, they have a lot of rock water features and there's a lot of obstacles in some of the backyard pools where you would want to be able to reach from one spot, you know, and I'll just about cover the whole pool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that extension. I'd like to try it. I have a couple infinity edge pools that would come in handy with.
Somebody just told me the other day that was one of the things that they really liked about the extension. And the fact that, when they did stretch out that far, they didn't get as much bending because of the carbon fiber material. So, you know, they were reaching exactly out what you described, out to an a disappearing edge.
I find that the pole by itself at the 15 and a half feet is plenty for just about every single one of my accounts. And a lot of guys don't have really large pools. But, yeah, the extensions are great to have for, like you said, commercial and big pools. And I think the small, compact size, the fact that the first section layer is 6 feet, really helps the guys out in Florida who have a lot of screened-in pools. I noticed that a lot of them were complaining about the larger pools hitting the top of the screen a lot of the times. And so I think for that kind of market, your pole is probably perfect.
You know, it's to me, it was a no-brainer to, you know, create the pole that way. Not to say that we have in mind to create a commercial size pole that's a lot larger. And, you know, because I've got feedback from people who do large, you know, Olympic size pools. And they need a, you know, about a 40-foot reach. So we have that in mind, you know, for the future. But, yeah, you're right. The other great thing is, you know, if you do have a commercial pool, you can sell the extension to your customer, store it on site, and, you know, just use it for that particular account.
Yeah, that's great. I think the pool, just, you know, all the features that you mentioned, the strength, the carbon fiber, the lightness of it, just makes it a great pole. I always see guys driving around with really inferior poles. And again, just like you, I want to stop them and say, hey, take a look at this thing. This is what you need, you know. And the pole is essential. I mean, one of my friends just started the business, and his boss gave him this really cheap pole that you get at, like, the pool store, you know, the $20 pole. And he asked me, you know, I'm having so much trouble cleaning pools, and, you know, my vacuum is locking up when I'm vacuuming, and I just, when I'm skimming, the net's wobbly in there. He goes, what's going on? I said, what's the pole? The pole is like the key thing for pool service, and a lot of guys neglect that. It's the key factor in everything you do, and a quality pole, I've always preached that you need to have that if you're going to do quality service.
Yeah, that's really wise, because, you know, you when you think about it, you know, you've got this thing in your hands all day long, and, you know, you want to have the best tool you could possibly have. If that's your main tool, you know, of your whole business, you know. And a friend of mine told me about these guys that do construction framing, and they're buying these $500 titanium framing hammers. So, you know, yeah, if you got something in your hand all day and that's your main tool, you know, you definitely want to have the best thing you can find. And, you know, it's not as expensive. It's really not that expensive. If you were to go out and price just these three tubes themselves, not made into a telescoping pole, you would find that the price on carbon fiber tubing is really high for this size. So this is especially made available to the pool industry. It's just a great deal. I mean, we designed it to be available to the pool service industry, and we're trying to price it so that it's, you know, it's accessible, you know, it's within the reach of the average pool guy.
Yeah. So where can the listener go to purchase the Primate pole?
Well, we have a website, primatepooltools.net, and you can go, and we're not in distribution, but we're available. We also have some coupon or special price available to your group. And
one of my guys bought it also at an IPSA meeting in San Diego. So you also sell through IPSA, right?
That's right. Right now, the two groups that we're offering a discount to is the all IPSA members and the members of your group.
Okay.
And we're going to, and that is, you know, this is 2019. That's going to go till March 31st of 2019, and we'll possibly extend it. But we're going to probably have a discount for the, you know, these two groups, and, you know, possibly some other groups.
You also go to the pool shows with the pool?
Yeah, and this year, 2019, we're going to be at the Everything Under the Sun show in Orlando, and that's this month on February 21st through the 23rd, I think, 2019. And then we'll be at the Western Pool and Spa Show in March for people who live in California. And we'll have a special price at the show at both of those shows.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thanks for your time, Joe. It's been great unpacking the pool some more here and just learning about what makes a primary pool just one of the better or best pool, I should say, on the market for pool service. And I thank you for your time, and I'll probably see you at the Western show.
I'll look forward to seeing you, David. Thanks so much for this interview.
Thank you. Again, to learn more or to order the Primate Pool Pole, you can go to primatepooltools.net, and there's a lot of information about the pole there. And if you're a homeowner looking for more help with your pool care, you can visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. There's a lot of helpful articles and links on my website, as well as a print book and ebook available. And if you're in the service industry and you're looking for more one-on-one help, you may want to consider joining my coaching group. Joe mentioned the fact that if you are part of my group, you get a discount on the primary pool. The coaching group is available to anyone in the industry and also homeowners that want to get more detailed instructions about their pool care. And you can learn more about my coaching site at poolguycoaching.com. And if you join the group, you'll also get invited into a group chat where there's 100 pool guys and gals in there. You can post a question in there. You can also text me in real time to get your questions answered for 33 cents a day. So it's a really low rate, and I keep it that way so that many people can join and get the benefit from the coaching program that I offer. So if you need any help with your pool service or if you need any help with your home pool care, feel free to contact me. You can email me directly at david@swimmingpoollearning.com. Again, that's david@swimmingpoollearning.com. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show.